Hello, I'm Damien Edwards. I'm a program manager on the ASP.NET team. In this video, I'm going to talk about ASP.NET 5 on .NET Framework and .NET Core. Let's take a quick look at the agenda for this video. First, we'll start with a brief introduction to the topic, just to get started. Then, we'll talk about running ASP.NET 5 on the .NET Framework, followed by a short demo. After that, we'll talk about the new .NET Core and some of the advantages it offers for running your ASP.NET 5 applications, followed by another short demo. And finally, I'll point you to some resources where you can get more information. Okay, let's talk briefly about ASP.NET 5. Well, what is it? ASP.NET 5 is an entirely new open source web application stack for .NET from Microsoft. It's designed to meet the needs of modern server applications, and it's optimized for an enjoyable and modern developer workflow. It can run on the same .NET framework that you use today, but it also introduces support for a new variant of .NET called .NET Core, which I'll talk a little bit more about in just a minute. Let's start out by looking at ASP.NET 5 on .NET Framework. So this is the .NET Framework you know already. You get access to the familiar .NET Framework APIs that you already use, along with the existing ecosystem of code and packages that run on that framework. The .NET Framework itself is installed machine-wide, including any updates to it, and it's part of and updated with the operating system, with Windows. Furthermore, you can run your ASP.NET 5 applications cross-platform on Mac or Linux via Mono, the cross-platform .NET framework. Let's take a look at running ASP.NET 5 on .NET Framework now. Okay, so here we have a very simple ASP.NET 5 application that I've already created, and it's handling all web requests coming in with just this single delegate right here. No extra frameworks, no MVC or anything like that. All we're going to do is return a very simple message each time, and in this case we want to show running on .NET Framework. I'm using datetime now at the moment, but I want to use an existing library that I know has extra functionality, in this case the popular Noda time. So let me install that from NuGet. Come up here and search for Noda time. And we'll find that in the list of results. There it is. Let me install that into my project. Now I can go ahead and use that code. So NodaTime.SystemClock.Instance.Now. That's as simple as I really should have to do in order to get this to work. Let me try and compile it. And I get an error. Now that's because I've pulled in a library that works on .NET Framework, but ASP.NET 5 applications are set to dual compile by default, meaning they compile for .NET Framework and .NET Core at the same time. Now, in this case, this library doesn't work on .NET Core, so I'm just going to delete the reference to ASP.NET Core 5 there, recompile, so now it works because I'm only targeting .NET Framework. Let's run that. And now you'll see I am actually using that NodaTime library inside my ASP.NET 5 application on .NET Framework. So that was ASP.NET 5 on .NET Framework. Let's talk about ASP.NET 5 on that new flavor of .NET I mentioned, .NET Core. Well, there's a new .NET Core CLR runtime, which is specially optimized for server workloads and occupies a much smaller footprint, both on disk and in memory. Its framework APIs that you'll use in your applications all come in NuGet packages, and .NET Core itself, including the runtime and those packages, can be installed side by side with different versions of themselves, or even side by side with your application, so that it deploys as a whole, application, runtime, and framework, all together in a single portable unit. And finally, .NET Core ships cross-platform on Windows, Mac, and Linux, both for development and production deployment, so you can build and run your ASP.NET 5 applications on the platform that works best for you. Let's take a look at running ASP.NET 5 on .NET Core. Okay, let's revisit this application again. We saw before that when I pulled in NodaTime, I wasn't able to use it in .NET Core because it only supports .NET Framework for this example. So let's go ahead and re-enable targeting .NET Core, and we'll look at what we have to do to have this application work on .NET Core. I'm going to move the reference to NodaTime out of my global dependencies and put it down here inside a new dependency section that's under ASP.NET 5.0. Now, ASP.NET 5.0 in this scenario basically means .NET Framework, and ASP.NET Core 5.0 means .NET Core. So now that I'm only referencing NodaTime when I'm on .NET Framework, I can go back to my startup CS and make some code changes. Now, you'll note in the top left-hand corner here, we now have this drop-down. This lets you change the context of this C# file and show you the IntelliSense and errors you would get depending on whether you're targeting core or full framework. So let's have a look. Let's drop this down to core. We want to make sure that this code runs on core as well as framework. We know it runs on framework, so now I'm getting errors. I've switched to core. Note of time doesn't work. So let's add some standard if defs here. We'll say if ASP.NET 5.0, then we'll go ahead and we'll use note of time. Otherwise, if it's ASP.NET Core 5.0, we're going to have to go ahead and do something else. Let me copy this code here. And instead of using note of time, I'll just go back to using the standard date time when I'm on .NET Core. Let me change the message so we know which one we're running on. And I'll put in the word note of time up here as well. Okay, so now I have code that if I compile, it's compiling twice and I don't have any errors. So it works when I'm on ASP.NET 5.0, which is .NET Framework, and it works when I'm on ASP.NET Core 5.0, which is .NET Core. Now, I have to actually launch the application for .NET Core to see the effect. So let me go to the properties. And in the debug tab here, I can switch from targeting CLR to Core CLR. So let me save that, come back and launch. And this time what we're going to see is that I'm now running on .NET Core and my server time string looks like it did before. I can switch back to targeting full framework, launch again, and we'll see that the full framework code runs this time, including that reference to note of time. Now that you've learned about ASP.NET 5 on .NET Framework and .NET Core, check out these links for more information. This is the ASP.NET website, where you'll find documentation and information on all of ASP.NET. And this is ASP.NET's home on GitHub, where you can find all the source code to ASP.NET 5, as well as log and track issues and even contribute to the code base, be it bug fixes or features. Thanks for watching and happy coding.